Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali 9 months 2017 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gian Maria Mossa, CEO and General Manager of Banca Generali. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for participating to our third quarter results conference call. Let's start saying that from my personal perspective, the results of the third quarter are excellent, both from the financial and commercial results perspective. Very sound, in particular for the quality of the underlying. The third quarter net profit is just a little below €40 million, also including an extraordinary one-off charge of €3.6 million. The result is driven mainly by very, very sound revenues, both recurring, plus 20% year-on-year, and other fees, where the strategy to strengthen and to increase trading fees and advisory fees is bringing very, very good results. If you consider the cost, also from this perspective, the news are very, very important. We are almost flat, and I can anticipate that we will confirm our guidance in the range 2-4%, probably closer to the low band of the range. From a commercial perspective, the best ever results for the bank, not just for the quantity. Third quarter close at almost 5.2 billion on net inflows, but more on from a quality perspective. Let's say wrapper solution are gaining momentum. We already reached 25% of total AUM. So I can see just only good news. Good news from an inflows perspective, good news from a total AUM. We are very close to exceed €54 billion. From the financial advisory network perspective, again, good news. You know, we are not focused on the total number. I mean, if we are seeing a very, very strong increase, we are more focused, more concentrated on quality. And if you see the increase of the total portfolio, of the average portfolio of our financial advisors, and you compare it with the growth of the network, you see that the focus is still on the quality side. Moving at page four, we say that we have a very, very strong total banking income. This is the sum of several positive contributors. And also, if you exclude the performance fee, and you know performance fees here are higher than last year, we still have a double-digit growth. Looking at operating profit, we have an impressive acceleration, and this is due to both revenue side and operating cost. As already mentioned, we had a one-off charge of €3.7 million for bank risk fund, and you can see that we have an higher provisions that are linked to record high inflows, and in the following pages we have a focus on it. Okay, let's start as usual with deep dive of the most important contributors of the revenues, starting from net financial income. We are in line with the expectation. The third quarter net interest result is above €15 million, and I think that we will see almost the same result also for the last quarter of this year. From the trading perspective, up €5 million compared to the second quarter, we are reducing gradually the risk of the portfolio, and you know, thanks to the narrowing spread, the Italian spread, we are some extra performance that we could take in the next months. Interest-bearing assets, almost close to €8 billion. Let's say that the banking book is almost €6 billion, and as I said, we are reducing both duration and maturity, and keeping almost unchanged the interest income. From a lending activity perspective, I can say that we resume growth after some portfolio optimizations, as I mentioned in the last conference call. So we reduce some corporate position. We are mainly focused on retail clients. The spread is almost unchanged, around 1.2. Next page, page 7, you see the breakdown of the revenues, the continuing the recurring fees. All good news, almost 20% for management fees, up, entry and banking fees 30%, and then you will see that with a deep dive of this item, you will see very surprise upside and good news from the advisory fee perspective. Performance fee very good, and I'm very impressed by the performance fee that we have in pipeline for the fourth quarter if the market confirms the current level. October closed at more than 10 million euros, so I say that if the market stay at these levels, the numbers will be very good at the end of the year. You know, we are not focused on performance fee, but it's a good news. Anyway, good news. From the fee expense perspective, again, also here, good news. Payout is almost stable, is below the levels of last year, despite higher inflows and despite a much higher quality of the inflows. You know, at the end of the year, part of the provision will post in the fee expense. So payout will reach a value around 54%, with a target of net inflows up to 6.5 billion euros. So despite higher results in inflows, higher quality, much sustainable revenues, the payout is almost in line with our previous target. It was 53% with at least 2 billion euros less than inflows. Page 8, I'm very proud. For the first time ever, management fee reached 150 million euros in one single quarter. And again, I can confirm that the fourth quarter will be even higher. Management fee margins, very solid, even higher than my personal expectation. This is thanks to, as we have already said several times, to the successful of the new strategy of the wrappers. Page 9, revenues, the other fees. Front fees are almost flat. But as we have already said, we are ready to accelerate. We are monitoring the market, the volatility, the interest rate. The platform is ready, and we want to take advantage for the clients once the market will allow good deals. Banking fees are probably the best news of this conference call. In the first three quarters, almost 27 million euro, very strong. And as we already said, performance fee, a lower contribution for the third quarter and higher expectation for the fourth quarter could be in line with the first and the second quarter with the current level of the market. Page 10 is a new slide. It's a breakdown of banking fees. As you can see at the top of the slide, you have the transactional banking fees. They are almost stable. 8-9 million in the full year result. You know, here technology is very, very disruptive, and I cannot see any potential upside. I confirm stabilization of this item. The good news come from advisory fees. First three quarter, 5.5 million euro. It means 70% up year-on-year basis. We are almost already reached 1 billion euro of assets under advisory contract, and this is much higher than I previously forecast. Trading fees higher, 15 million compared to the 10 million of the same period of the last year. This is thanks to the implementation of wrappers, because you know under the wrappers you have both funds and ETF, single stocks and bonds. So also trading activity in the institutional field are gaining momentum. Page 11, the traditional breakdown of annualized fee margin. All the main items are stable due to some round effect. We see margin improvement in the banking fee and trading, and a stable level in the management fee. And again, here we are exceeding the expectation. It is mainly due to the great results of the commercial activity and the mix of the portfolios, as we will see later. Cost perspective, let's say that the flat trend is due mainly to a great job in the G&A that are close to 66 million, so almost in line with the last year. Sales personnel cost flat, non-sales personnel cost minus 3%, and this is due to a one-off of the long-term incentive plan for the previous CEO. Depreciation in line with expectation. As I said, I'm strongly convinced that we will confirm the range 2-4 for the year, unless for the full year, and probably we will be closer to the lower band of the range. Page 13, very proud, great operating leverage, best in class in operating cost on total asset, 33 basis points, and cost income ratio pro forma. You know, we work out the cost income moving the cost of the existing incentive scheme, existing financial advisor incentive scheme in the expense, and is lower than 50%. So also from this side, I can see only good news. Page 14, we decided to give you some flavor of the provision trend because the number is higher compared to the last year. For me, for one-off event and for the great activity, commercial activity that the financial advisors are doing. In particular, if you focus on the red bar, 25 million, it means an increase of 15 million for the recruitment activity, mainly due to two things. The first one is the quality of the asset transfer. You know, we pay in line with, in proportion with the profitability of the asset. And the second, there is a sort of drag effect from the recruitment activity of the last year. The second number is the pale bar, almost flat, 25 million euro. This is, from our perspective, the best news from a cost side perspective, because we changed the incentive scheme for this year compared to the last year, and we succeed in having almost the same cost with higher inflows and much higher quality. So to cut long story short, we successfully reduced the cost of net new inflows for the existing sales force. And we are considering the opportunity to do something similar for the next year, also for the recruitment. Page 15, all the capital ratios are getting better. So both Tier 1, total capital ratio, excess capital are increasing, and as well as the leverage ratio above 5%. So to sum up the first part of the presentation, excellent result, especially for the quality, well-diversified revenues, cost control. I think very good news for the fourth quarter if we project both recurrent revenues, other revenues, and performance fee. And again, good news also from the strict control of cost. Next section is the one dedicated to the commercial activity. The first slide, page 17, confirms the quality of the results in terms of inflows, 10.8% of total AUM at the beginning of the year, and now we count for more than 21% of the total inflows of the category. So excluding, of course, Intesa Private Banking, just to have data that can be compared with the historical levels. Page 18, you see an update of numbers. October was a very brilliant month with inflows up to 555 million euros. Again, the mix is 80% asset manager products, 20% stock bonds and current account. And so we have already exceeded our target, and consequently we have raised our estimate for the full year results up to 6.5 billion euro. Page 19, you see the breakdown of net inflows. As we said, first 10 months, 5.7 billion. The amazing number is the one related to managed solution. Last year, 1.8, this year, 3 billion plus, so 4.8. And again, as I said, despite this strong acceleration in the quality, the cost for the existing sales force is almost the same of the last year. Negligible contribution for traditional insurance policies, so we achieved the target to be almost flat, and marginal contribution of banking products as well. If we look at the breakdown of the managed solutions, so now I'm on the right graph of the page, number 19, you can see that the strategy is working. So a gradual reduction of the fund of funds retail offering, so minus 400 million, and a well spread growth of all other category of products, so insurance wrappers, financial wrappers, as well as single funds. Page 20, let's turn to wrappers. Wrappers, in the third quarter, the inflows decelerated, and they are in line with the last year and in line with our targets. So full year results is almost close to 4 billion euro. And if you look at the assets, the stocks, we are very close to 14 billion euro. In this page, you see that we start adding also the traditional discretionary mandate, because at the end of the year we will merge the existing offers, the product that we stopped selling, in the new solution. So you will see a higher number in terms of AUM. Now the total wrappers solution are over 25% of total AUM, and we are well in line to reach in advance the target of 30%. Page 21st, total assets. As we said, 53.8 billion euro, and I like to focus on the managed solution. In 1 year, 6.3 billion of increase, and it's amazing, and this means sustainability of recurrent revenues thanks to the diversification of these assets. If you can look at the right hand graph of the page, the 26.5 billion euro are well diversified: 7 billion insurance wrappers, 6.7 financial wrappers, 7.3 funds and SICAV, single funds, and then fund of funds. As we said, we are reducing gradually the existing offering, 5.6, and again, this number was exactly the same 4 years ago, and we are almost ready. In the next days, we will meet the Luxembourg authorities to announce the new SICAV that will be very innovative, both for the underlying and for the cost structure, in line with the best practice of the market. Page 22, you see our Luxembourg offer. Also here, in line with expectation, we are reaching 15 billion euro. You know, I indicated the range of 25-30%. I want to be closer to 25 than 30%. We have a very diversified portfolio, and we are continuing to accelerating the transfer between retail share classes and institutional share classes. Page 23, a quick look to the recruitment activities. The third quarter closed at 126 new financial advisors. First, as you can see, now there is a sort of equal contribution between traditional banking industry and financial advisory industry. And on the right, you see the trend. Last year was a very particular year. We started very slowly. The first quarter of 2016, we recruited 36, in the second 40, in the third 35, and the last quarter of the last year, a tremendous acceleration to 50. This year, we have a completely different trend, and this is very good news because it implies an acceleration of revenues. The first quarter was the best one, almost 60. The second, 35. The third, we closed just above 30. And for the fourth, I can tell you that we will be probably the slowest quarter of the year. We will be around 30 or a little bit lower than 30. This because, as I always say, I like to have a well-balanced growth from between existing and new financial advisors. So for the next year, I'm pretty sure that we will gradually reduce the cost of the recruitment activity, even if they say that if you look at the IRR and the quality of this recruitment, I think that it's really difficult to find similar investments, at least in the mature markets. But they say that we want to focus more and more on existing sales force to be ready to fully implement the MiFID review and take advantage of any difficulties of competitors of the market as a whole. The next session is about a business update. It's a very, very short update. You know, in our Investor Day, MiFID Day, we announced the three pillars, strategic pillars of our strategy, the quality of financial advisors, the wealth management approach, and digital mindset. And in the following slides, you can see for each pillar an update. In particular, page 27, you can see the trend and the clusterization of our financial advisors. In page 26, if you compare the current levels with the one at the end of 2013, you see a tremendous shift from financial advisors with less than 15 million euros towards financial advisors with more than 50 million euros. Now, the total financial advisor with less than 15 million euro are 37% of the total population, and they count for 12% of total AUM. And I want to focus your attention on this number because I think that the floor to survive to the new regulatory framework and to potential new volatility of the market is around between 10 and 15 million euros. So we are very focused to select the right guys in this cluster. Page 28, they say that, of course, the financial advisors are the image of the client. So the private clients are gaining momentum. At the end of September, we reached 21,000 top private clients. They count for 63% of total AUM. And the data that I like to underline is the average, the portfolio average. That is, again, between 1 and 2 million euro. This means that we are accelerating, we are increasing the assets of private clients, but without any significant concentration risk. Clients in the range of 500,000, 5 million are the best place to be because are less sensitive to price and less, more sensitive to advisory services. Page 29, this is an update of the wealth management approach, 28, sorry, I have a problem with the pages, sorry, 28. You have an update of the strategy of the products and services. We emphasize the concept of innovation by indicating BG Next and BG Alternative SICAV. This is a concrete and differentiating way to attract new private clients. These are solutions, illiquid solutions, dedicated to professional and institutional clients. It's a place to be, to stay, and to be different. The volume, the assets are still low, but from brand perception, brand recognition is very, very important. And we are the first player to have launched a dedicated SICA to alternative products and to have a wrapper solution in the financial frame dedicated to alternative investment. On the right, you can see instead an update of our new Luxembourg SICA. And as I said, it will be a long process. It will take all the 2018 to go to full speed. We have in mind almost between 40 and 50 dedicated solutions. We will start probably with 20 new funds. And I confirm that we are very focused to launch the new initiative at the end of the first quarter. The runoff of the existing products will take, as I said, years. And in the next conference call, we will give you full disclosure of what we have in mind when we say when we talk about runoff. The last three slides are about digital mindset, and we dedicate this section to the partnership with Saxo that we aim at closing it before the end of the year. So we are working on the contract, and we would like to be ready full speed in the second semester of the next year. Why Saxo? From my perspective, my personal perspective, is the right place to stay. Is an international platform. Their strength is the multi-asset trading platform, and they are continuing investing in the IT infrastructure. They are resources, they are people, they are budget to be front line of the innovation. And for me, from a strategic point of view, it's really important to be very innovative and to be ready to take all the opportunities offered by disruption in the IT world. Saxo is a very well-known brand in Italy. They already provide both B2C and B2B2C solution thanks to white labeling agreement. In the B2C world, they haven't reached significant assets for two main reasons. The first one, to open a position with Saxo, you have to open a current account in Denmark. And the second, you have to indicate the results of the trading activity in your state income statement. So it's not easy. Despite that, they have good revenues, and they are almost in line with our level. So the good news is that these clients will open a current account with the bank in the next few semesters. So how the partnership works, basically, we want an exclusive partnership, so it means that Saxo in Italy will work with Banca Fideuram, Banca Generali, sorry. let's say that all the existing clients of Saxo will have the opportunity to move from a Danish current account to an Italian current account. And we are setting up a new brokerage firm where our stake is around 20%, and we think that this is a very efficient stake from a capital perspective, while the revenue sharing agreement follows the kind of clients. For our clients, of course, the sharing will be in favor of us, very, very close to the current levels, while for the B2C business will be almost 50-50. And what we can expect for this new business and this partnership, page 31, you can see that now we have almost 25,000 clients operating with our trading platform. Our trading platform is the traditional platform of retail banking in Italy, provided by an outsourcer for 60 banks. So if you look at turnover, for example, is the lowest of the market in asset gathering industry. So the first thing we aim at is to close the gap in terms of turnover and increase the clients in this business, around 40,000. We will introduce a very, very innovative service of dynamic aging for small and medium enterprises as well as private clients in currency and first and then in commodities. And we expected at least of doubling the contribution of retail trading fees in 3-4 years' time. The last slide is the thing I am most proud about. It is about sustainability. The first graph on the left is the survey, JFK survey, the Eurisco survey, where for the third time in a row, Banca Generali placed one, rank one. So we are perceived as the best asset gathering company, the best financial advisor network to work, and we are very proud about that. On the right, you see we receive two very important awards. The first one is the one of Financial Times, 2 years in a row, first time ever, best private bank in Italy, and the other one, best private bank from a client perspective from a German institute. Another survey that probably is even more important is the one Eurisco has introduced for the last 4 years. This is about private banking. The first time we ranked fifth, 2 years ago fourth, and this year we reached the second place. So we are very close to one of the top banks in Italy, and it is impressive the acceleration of the perception of the brand awareness of the bank. So great results, strong and sound commercial activity, great sense of belonging of the financial advisors, great enthusiasm of the new innovation we are introducing in the way to do business, wealth management and products, and I'm very convinced that the results for the next few quarters will be even better. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Gianluca Ferrari of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one is on the partnership with Saxo. You gave us all the numbers and the impact. I was wondering, on a more qualitative basis, what is going to be the level of integration of the trading platform with your current accounts? So will clients have to log in to the trading platform of Saxo, or it is going to be fully integrated all in one single platform? And the same for who is going to deal with claims, with requests, with questions. Is it going to be Saxo or yourself? The second question is on page 14. You explained that you achieved the same 25 million provisions for organic growth despite much better inflows. And I understood there was a bit of a change in the accounting of these so-called incentivazioni. Does it mean you are going to provision over more than 1 year the cost of these incentivations, or I understood not in the right way? Last question is on staff costs. I understood they were down a couple of million Q3 17 versus Q3 16 due to the expiry of some incentivations. What should we expect in Q4, given that in Q4 last year it was already a pretty low 16 million euro, the level of staff costs? What we should expect in Q4 17? Thank you.
Thank you, Gianluca. Let's say for Saxo, first of all, we have in mind a full integration, and is a sort of, we are in the middle of a white label partnership and a dedicated vehicles, because we want to leverage the brand of Saxo, but we want to keep the ownership of the clients. So all the support and will be provided by the bank. The access will be through the banking system, the bank front end, and we will leverage, of course, all their IT platform and probably some support for top clients, for the traders, because I don't want to increase, of course, the cost for let's say, supports for advanced trading. So, in one word, it will be fully integrated, but we want to fully leverage their capabilities and their knowledge and their support on these topics. The client's ownership will be of the bank. The second is not a question of account, the way to post the item of existing in Salesforce inflows, but it's just we change the incentive schemes. What it means? It means that, first of all, the sooner, the higher the incentivation, so we paid more for the first quarter than for the second and the third. Second, we increase all the targets for the financial advisors, so it means that last year, to reach the minimum access to the incentive scheme, you had to collect 1 million, just to give you an example, and this year is 1.5, of which at least one of proper solution. So we change the incentive scheme mechanism, not the way to account them or to post them in the P&L. So the cost of the existing financial advisor incentive scheme is all posted the first year, as usual. And in the short term, I don't see a strong reason to change it. So sorry, the third one, sorry, for staff cost, I will give the stage to Tommaso.
So if you look at the non-personal cost, we have to underline that in the first quarter of 2016, we had a one-off item, which was linked mainly to the LTI of the previous CEO of Banca Generali, which was around 1.7 million. So if we just take out the one-off, we can expect, to also for the fourth quarter to come back to the average, which is around 22 million per of cost of personnel per quarter.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Matteo Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a question on the provisions that are below the operating line, which are always very difficult to predict, in particular in the fourth quarter when there is the reversal, basically. I wonder if you can give us some guidance in the sense if I assume that for the full year we'll be in the range of 55 million of negative provisions compared to the 34, if I remember well, of last year, is something that makes sense to you, or do you have in mind a different figure?
Okay, thank you, Matteo. As I said in the last conference call, we are pretty confident to stay in the range of 45, maximum 50. It means that almost 20 million euro will move from the provision to the total expenses, the payout. And the payout, we estimate it in the range of 54.2, depending on the total inflows. They say that these projections are in line with the new targets.
Thank you.
6.5 billion.
The next question is from Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. A few questions from my side. The first one is on the advisory fee that are growing but still remain obviously a small portion of the contribution to revenues. I was wondering if you can give us an idea of the number of clients that decided to move to this kind of way of being charged, and if you expect a progression going forward to significant numbers, or will remain a residual amount compared to the, let's say, the rest of the fees.
Let's say that, as you know, we launched the contract at the end of the first quarter of this year, and we haven't introduced any dedicated incentive scheme, at least until now. The results is excluding the advanced advisory contract that we received by the deal with Credit Suisse. We are around 1 billion, and the average fees is around 0.5. And on average, the client with this service have half million, so 500,000 euro, 500,000 euro. So it means almost, more or less, 2,000 clients. What I expect important acceleration in the first part of the next year. And as I said, my personal target is around 5 billion euro in the next 3 years. So it means almost 10% of total assets. And if you increase the assets, you have to increase also the assets under financial advisory contract. So on average, 50 basis point, target 5 billion, we are well in advance because we already reached 1 billion.
Okay, thank you. The second one is on the performance fees change, if there is any update on that, and if the new Luxembourg-based SICAV will charge performance fees in accordance to the new mechanism?
Yes, I confirm all I said in the last conference call. So a new mechanism will be introduced at the end of the first quarter of the next year. We will refer to the new SICAV, and almost all the existing assets will be will maintain the existing mechanism. The next conference call, we will give full disclosure of the new SICA, will be the focus of the next conference call. So you will see also the path of the introduction of the new strategy. Consider that we keep the fund of funds offer, the selection in the catalog until the first semester, at the end of the second quarter, and then we will stop to propose also this solution when we successfully introduce at least 30-40 new investment strategy solution in the new SICAV.
Okay, last couple of questions. The one on slide 22, where you show the increase in institutional funds. What is the level you think you can reach in terms of proportion of institutional funds versus retail, and how does it play out in terms of margins for Banca Generali?
Okay, let's say that target is around 60-65%, because I strongly believe we will start seeing positive net inflows also in the retail classes once launched the new SICAV. So let's say that 60-65% is a good target. I think that the main impact on revenues won't depend on the shift, but will be caused by eventually volatility in the market and, say, after 2019, the introduction of MiFID. because as we said, for 1 euro that exit from this existing solution, you have more than 2 euros invested in the wrapper, so there is an offsetting of any reduction in the revenue side.
Okay, the very last one is if you can give us an update of the weighted average performance net of fees of the customers.
Yes, just 1 second. Tommaso, you should give us an update. We are around 3.3% year to date, and that's all.
Okay.
Good performance, very good performance.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Elena Perini of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions. Well, up to now, year to date, you had a very strong path in net inflows, and you upgraded your guidance for the full year. So I was wondering what you can consider a sustainable level for net inflows for the next years. Second question is about an outlook on banking fees, considering all the initiatives. Well, I suppose I don't know if the trading fees coming from the partnership with Saxo will be recorded in trading or in banking fees, and so if you can give us an update on the composition of the trading and the banking fees that you expect in the coming years, and finally, well, the third quarter was quite weak in terms of performance fees, but it seems that October has started well, the fourth. So if you can give us the level of performance fees you recorded in the first month of the current quarter. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's start from net inflows. As I always said, there is a sort of inertial path that is around 100 and, let's say, the total assets. Let's say that I have in mind almost 4 billion euro. We always say 3-4 billion euro. Next year will be very important to optimize the financial network. It will be very important to focus on diversification of the portfolios and sustainability. So the job that we have to do next year and our priority will be 100% of the quality of the network. And this explains a potential reduction in the recruitment activity and a major focus on the existing sales force. I cannot see any very strong reason to project a strong slowdown of the inflows. I think that there is a sort of virtuous cycle in which the brand is gaining momentum, is even stronger in the private banking industry. I cannot see strong competition from traditional banks, and I see different patterns in the asset gathering industry. We are focused on private clients, other players are mainly focused on mass affluent clients. So I cannot see any reason of strong deceleration. So 4 billion could be a good number for the next year. For performance fee, as I mentioned, the results for October results was around, let's say, 11 million, I think, between 10 and 11 million, and the full quarter forecast will be in line with the average of the first semester of the year, if markets confirm the current level. And last, and then I will give the stage to Tommaso, from a banking fees, let's say, of course, the banking fees, you have the traditional fees you have the trading fees and you have advisory fees. So the trading fees are as part of the banking fees for our way to post the revenues. For the projection and forecast for the next years, I give message to Tomas.
So if we come back to page 10 of the presentation, we have three main components. I was saying Gian Maria, transactional banking fees, which are traditional, we expect them to be stable, also because we could have some pressure on margin, but at the same time we have higher volumes that we can compensate this effect from one side. Advisory fee, of course, is something which is a new stream of revenues for us looking forward. We have a clear also target of volumes of the advanced advisory services of 5 billion of euros in 2021. So we expect that advisory will give a better contribution in our P&L, a stable contribution in terms of, so a component without volatility in terms of revenues. And then the trading fees, which is inside, we can have the trading fees which are linked to the retail business, which is will improve consequently to Italy with Saxo, and we have given a target in the presentation to double the trading fees of the retail business, which in absolute terms means around 10 million euros in 3-4 years.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Filippo Prini of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Two brief questions. On the performance fee new wave calculation, do you plan at some point to have just a single wave calculation? And if so, when do you plan this merger of mechanism calculation? And the last point, the last question, if you can repeat, sorry, I missed it, your indication on commission payout to the network as a full year target. Thank you.
Okay, let's say that I see in the medium term a convergence between the two mechanisms. It means that probably in 3-5 years' time we will have just one method. And when you start to run off a product, it takes years, and normally is a sticky business because you have performance fee inside in part of the investment, so the client don't want to sell and realize the capital gain. So 3-5 years time probably, and it won't be very fast as a conversion. Is a runoff. We still have some products that we closed at the beginning of 2008, so it takes time. Payout in line with the new target with 6.5 billion euro of net inflows with the current mix in terms of asset manager products, wrappers, and so on, will be in the range of 54.2.3. That it means it's a lower level than last year, and with higher inflows and much higher qualities. So for me, are good news. Of course, in a way, we have to self-finance the tremendous growth. That is positive one.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mossa, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, thank you very much for the participation. Bye.